Let's do it. It's Chairman Brad Holton. I'll call the meeting back to order. Still present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. And with that, we have a 11 o'clock item, meeting to consider matters related to medical indigency. So take it away.
Thank you, Chairman, Commissioners. We have several different items to bring before you this morning. First off, we have case number 2006-161. This individual has been paying since 2004, and he recently paid off his balance, so we'd ask the board to issue a release of lien as he satisfied his obligation to Canyon County. Thank you.
Make us do these one at a time?
No, we can do the second one. We do have a second lien, case number 2008-511. This individual made his last normal payment. So the previous one did a lump sum, but this individual has been paying since 2008 every month, and he made his last payment, and we'd ask the board to issue a release of lien for that case as well.
I move the board issues a release of lien on case number 2006-161 for complete payoff and 2008-511 for complete payoff.
Second. Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you, Chairman. Next, we have a application for cremation, case number 2023-70. This individual had been living with his children and his grandchildren. He appears to be the only one in the house that had an income. He did get Social Security. He was of retirement age. He has been, Allegheny County had been established to Canyon County, and the indigent services investigation did not find that he had any assets or resources in excess of $1,000. We'd recommend to the board to issue an approval for this cremation. Thank you.
I move that the Board of Canyon County Commissioners approves the cremation request for case number 2023-70, citing insufficient resources.
Seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
And finally, Chairman, we have a subordination request. This individual and spouse for case number 2012-1442 submitted a request for a subordination agreement. They want to refinance, and I'll read their letter into the record. This letter is to the county commissioners requesting a change in lien and repayment status. At this time, we are trying to have our place refinanced to help lower our payments. We are having our boat refinanced also to lower the interest rate. The money saved, we could start paying off other debts. It would help us if we could have Canyon County Indigent Services lower the placement in the liens. They're calling it second place, but at this point in time, they already have two mortgages. So then with their refinanced, we would actually be bumped up to second place. Thank you for your time, the applicants. The amount of the loan that they're asking for is $198,242.69. Their current mortgage is Their current mortgage is $155,000 per the documentation that they submitted. So they're asking for to pay off the 155 plus, I'm assuming, pay off the boat. The amount of $156,000 is what is going to be paid off for the mortgage. $35,000 is going to be paid off for the boat. They're not getting any cash out value. The value of the land They have 20 acres in Sand Hollow, off of Sand Hollow, with the assessed value of $577,610. They do owe Canyon County Indigenous Services $8,705.51. So they're basically refinancing a 20-acre parcel with a house and improvements worth $500,000. They only owe about $156,000 at this point, and they're taking and juggling their debts to, it looks like, to pay off a boat and get a better interest rate by refinancing it. And then finally, we found that they have a oil and gas and mineral lease on the property as well. So that wasn't on the application. They did list all of their expenses, and I'll stand for questions should the board want that information. But we would ask the board to deliberate and make a determination should the board agree to subordination agreement, which would not necessarily release the lien, but it gives all parties an agreement that they can go ahead and do this without that lien being released. Thank you.
Have they been paying steadily on the $8,700?
We've not received a payment since 2021.
That's unfortunate.
The original amount was $11,405.51. Since 2012, they've paid off $2,700.
Did you verify employment or income?
They are self-employed. The one spouse has Social Security retirement. The other spouse is self-employed. She does horse training, stabling. She buys and sells horses at the Emmett sale, according to the application.
Have you worked with them on, since the no payment, to talk about minimum payments, any payments?
We do indicate on our monthly statement that they are obligated to pay monthly, and when we approve cases, when we were doing indigent medical approvals, we would go over all of that with them, that they are obligated, they are to pay monthly. If they have any amounts that they come into that is over and above what they would use at home, so say like they got a tax refund, we'd say you should apply as much as you can of that tax refund to this debt to get it paid off. Now, they were approved, but since their approval, they bought ATV, boat, trailer, a tractor. So, I mean, they're used to having debt and needing to pay off that debt and or rearrange it to buy more or sell more. So they understand that that debt is a debt that they're owed to the county, and they're choosing not to roll that into this. If they did roll it into it, they would just send us a payoff check and we'd be doing the release of lien, but they're choosing to ask us to subordinate.
This is we currently have a third. Is there a UCC filing on any of the?
Yes, at this point, we were filing a county lien and a UCC lien on
all those assets would be included in that.
If somebody, so according to the PA's office prior to one of the attorneys retiring, but back then he told us anything that was obtained after the approval would not be considered attachable to those liens. So only things that they owned at the time, which was this 20-acre parcel with, with the loans that they had on it at that time.
Are there any fees being assessed for non-payment each month, the interest or anything?
when we were a full service office, we did send people to collections should they fall behind on their payments. We are no longer a full service office. We no longer have the capability of doing that. So no, there's no fees on this account. Should they become delinquent, we just continue to send them their monthly statement and ask for that payment.
I don't know if you guys do loan to value ratios. They're at 34% with the new proposed rolling 8,000 in there would release the county of its obligation. If they had been making payments, we've done this a number of times where we subordinate a lien, but in the absence of payments since 2021 and in the presence of additional assets acquired without making an effort toward the county, I would consider a lien release by having them roll that $8,700 in there, but I'm interested in what you think.
Well, I think you mean by that a lien release if they paid the balance?
Yep.
Yeah, well, that would make sense to me, but having the assets that they, well, I'm not in favor of doing anything. They have plenty of assets, in my opinion, to be paying their bill.
So either way that we get at it, you're saying, no, just pay it. I'm saying you can include this debt in your refinance and get what they want. So that's a compromise. If we don't release the lien, they may not.
Mr. Chairman, I don't know how that's a compromise. This seems like they are applying to just get out of it.
I do have to let the board know that this is a private loan through a an individual company in Oregon. So it may be part of the contract with the private lender that they requested us to subordinate.
It doesn't mean that we still don't have a lien position. It means that we fall in standing. In this case, we actually go up a lien position. So
yes, well, I do have to clarify. Their finances are complicated. I am not an accountant. I can only kind of look and kind of assume they have a land value with improvement of $577,000 in some change, and they're asking to refinance a mortgage and a boat. But when I go into the recorder's office, they've done a few things like quick claim and then quick claim back, and they have a mortgage or two. So based on that information of a layman's way of looking at it and not being an accountant, it looks like there might be two loans based on that information, but they're not indicating it on their paperwork. I apologize. Thank you.
You're good, thank you. So I'm saying we could get payoff if they would include this, that Kelly could go back and negotiate and say you can have what you want and get your refinance loan, but you have to include our debt in there and pay the county off. We get paid. We're not getting paid now.
So I think procedurally the question is, are we willing to subordinate? I think what I'm hearing is no. And I agree with what Commissioner Van Beek is proposing, that we, along with our no, we just say, why don't you just pay us off? And whatever you're doing with the rest of it, God bless you, but you not paying us since 2021 is an absolute, from this commissioner, an absolute no-go. I'm a businessman. I'm not stupid. So, sorry. Should have done your homework before you came and asked.
Okay. And Kelly. Yeah.
So is that clear enough?
Yes, Chairman. And I would want to say, if you go back, maybe ask them for clarification what their lien position is if they have two mortgages on the property. So having them and then just throwing that out there, the board's not willing to do it. They appear to be asset collectors, and so they'll probably make a decision to include our debt in that refinance because they want their stuff, and that's a way to get it done and get us paid.
Okay. Just to clarify, Chairman, is it a no? The county is requesting that the lien be paid off in order to release it. or is it a negotiation and we're offering them that and allowing them to come back and present more information?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
This is where I'm confused with what you're saying, because you're saying negotiate, and I don't understand.
I'm trying to negotiate to get a payoff.
But they already know they could pay it off, so I don't know why we're negotiating. They know they could include the amount into whatever loan that they are requesting. They're not dumb. So that's why they're here asking for us to just let it
understand.
Go. So I don't understand where the negotiation is. It's pay or pay it off. In my opinion, we're not letting it just go away.
And so here's a saying that I've heard. Don't be afraid to ask. Don't be surprised if the answer is no. They're going to ask if they can refinance without paying off or paying on this debt. That answer for me is no.
I think that's what they're trying to do right
that's
now.
That's what this subordination agreement is right now, Commissioner Van Beek, is they're requesting to be able to subordinate so that they can renegotiate their debt without paying this off.
Correct. And I'm saying Kelly has the ability, because Kelly's amazing at what she does, to go back and say they're not willing to subordinate. You can have what you want, but you have to pay the county off. It's a strategy move.
Yes, yes. I just wanted to clarify that, Chairman, Commissioners, just to understand, we are letting them know that the county is not willing to subordinate to their financial restructuring.
And Chairman, Commissioner, a lot of times the only reason they come is because the lender will not let them take another refinance or take another position on the property. They have to do something to get in a better position as a lending institution. So.
Well, we do have, just to reassure the board, they appear to have a income of $3,000 to $6,000 a month in their self-employment through their bank account. Now, obviously, that doesn't count their expenses or operating costs, so we're not claiming that, but they are paying payments on several items, including ATV, a boat, and so those are recreational, and they have the opportunity to take care of some of their debt prior to renegotiating or restructuring their significant financial debt.
So are we in concurrence that the answer to subordinate is no?
Correct.
And we're giving the request for you to go back and see if we can negotiate them just to pay it off.
Okay.
All right. We in concurrence with that?
Yeah.
All right. All right, next one.
That's it for Indigent Services, Chairman. We thank you for your time today.
Yeah, we're going to do a motion on three of them, on all of them.
Yep. And Chairman, I've done them on the first three. And so for case number 2012-1442, a request for to subordinate a lien position, I move that the Board of County Commissioner denies because of sufficient resources to pay the county and lack of keeping that account current.
A second.
Okay. Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
That's it for us, Chairman. Thank you for your time.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Are we ready to adjourn till 2 o'clock?
So moved.
All right.